The first hand that comes up I can tell is McMurphy's because of the bandage where that control panel cut into him when he tried to lift it. And then, off down the slope, I see them, other hands coming up out of the fog. It's like that big red hand of McMurphy's is reaching into the fog and dropping down and dragging the men up by their hands, dragging them blinking into the open. First one, then another, then the next. Right on down the line of acutes, dragging them out of the fog till there they stand, all 20 of them, raising not just for watching TV, but against the big nurse, against her trying to send McMurphy to disturbed, against the way she's talked and acted and beat them down for years. Nobody says anything. I can feel how stunned everybody is, the patients as well as the staff. The nurse can't figure what happened. Yesterday, before he tried lifting that panel, there wasn't but 4 or 5 men might have voted. But when she talks, she don't let it show in her voice how surprised she is.
I count only 20, Mr. McMurphy.
20? Well, why not? 20 is all of us there. His voice hangs as he realizes what she means. Now hold on just a goddamn minute, lady.
I'm afraid the vote is defeated.
Hold on just one goddamn minute!
There are 40 patients on the ward, Mr. McMurphy. 40 patients and only 20 voted. You must have a majority to change the ward policy. I'm afraid the vote is closed.
The hands are coming down across the room. The guys know they're whipped, or trying to slip back into the safety of the fog. McMurphy is on his feet.
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. You mean to tell me that's how you're going to pull it? Count the votes of those old birds over there, too?
Didn't you explain the voting procedure to him, Doctor?
I'm afraid a majority is called for, McMurphy. She's right, she's right.
A majority, Mr. McMurphy. It's in the ward constitution.
And I suppose the way to change the damned constitution is with a majority vote. Sure. Of all the chicken shit things I've ever seen, this, by God, takes the cake.
I'm sorry, Mr. McMurphy, but you'll find it written in the policy if you'd care for me to...
So this is how you work this democratic bullshit. Hell's bells.
You seem upset, Mr. McMurphy. Doesn't he seem upset, Doctor? I want you to note this.
Don't give me that noise, lady. When a guy's getting screwed, he's got a right to holler. And we've been damn well screwed.
Perhaps, Doctor, in view of the patient's condition, we should bring this meeting to a close early today.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to some of those old guys.
The vote is closed, Mr. McMurphy.
Let me talk to him!
He's coming across the room at us. He gets bigger and bigger, and he's burning red in the face. He reaches into the fog and tries to drag Ruckley to the surface because Ruckley's the youngest.
What about you, buddy? You want to watch the World Series? Baseball? Baseball games? Just raise that hand up there. Fuck the wife! All right, forget it. You, partner, how about you? What was your name? Ellis? What do you say, Ellis, to watching a ball game on TV? Just raise your hand.